Zoomer Radio, always the original greatest hits, and Toronto band Edward Bear, Close Your Eyes. Janis Joplin started the hour with the best cover version of Me and Bobby McGee. And you're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. This is exactly the kind of story we love to hear, need to hear, especially at this time of the year. A group of Toronto nursing students has set up a fundraiser called the 50-50 Project. 50 sleeping bags for 50 people, and organizer Megan Terrace joins us now. Welcome, Megan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Megan, this is really thoughtful because, you know, we see homeless people sleeping outside, and oftentimes when some homeless people are offered a place in a shelter, they decline to go inside, but the sleeping bag would at least keep them alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And protect from cold injuries. Cold injuries are very real. They can be very harmful. So it's just, we're trying to think of something to keep people safer. And this is sort of where we landed.
Right.
So, Megan, tell us about the group of nursing students that got together. I mean, was this your idea? How did it come about? And why did you focus on sleeping bags? Because there is so much need in the community right now. I'm sure you could have gone in a number of different directions. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is absolutely a ton of need. The idea really originated probably about a year ago. I had heard some calls for winter materials, sleeping bags, jackets, this sort of thing from some Toronto organizations. And so I pooled my finances with a friend of mine, and we were able to buy, I think, like two or three. It wasn't much. But this year, you know, I'm seeing the same need again, and I really wanted to do something that would keep people safer. I wanted to get access to better material, and I wanted to try and reach more people. So I did bring this to my nursing cohort and kind of pitched the idea, and everyone was like absolutely for it because we sort of all saw the same need and we've been hearing the same calls for these types of materials. And I think we were all kind of on board with this idea of trying to access actual professional grade sleeping bags, stuff that would actually keep people, you know, reasonably warm. It actually does get pretty cold in Toronto. So, and then we just started sharing it out and it sort of started to gain some traction and here we are.
Megan, your GoFundMe page reads that Toronto alone has nearly 10,000 people who are unhoused. 10,000 people. Tell us a little bit about these people who are out there without any kind of protection.
Yeah, so Toronto has the highest volume of people who are unhoused in Canada. It is the highest volume of people in Canada who are without shelter. And so, you know, we all know there's a number of different services and things that are sort of trying to meet that need. You have shelters, the traditional shelter, you have emergency warming centers, respites, places where people can go. But all of these places are truly, they're at capacity and they are overwhelmed at this point. And I think anyone knows, you know, walking down downtown Toronto, there is so much need and it's an around the clock thing, right? It's not just about having a place to sleep. What do you do during the day? How do you keep warm during the day? There's not a lot of places to go when you don't have a home to warm up in and sort of have that shelter to protect you. So it's a really significant issue here in Toronto in particular. There are solutions to it. And that's one of the things that we kind of hope to communicate with this project. We kind of want to help educate people on different organizations in Toronto. There's organizations like Unity Kitchen that are on the front lines with this. They feed people every day. They have a clothing drive that is available every day. So there's a lot of different organizations in Toronto that are really have been fighting this fight for a few years now. But there are solutions like Housing First is a really evidence-based solution to solving chronic homelessness long-term. And other cities have done this. It's been studied in Toronto, and it does work. But these are the kind of things that we really hope to advocate for. You know, we want to buy the sleeping bags, and if we get past our goal, our hope is to buy jackets, shoes, boots, this sort of thing. But we also just kind of want to speak to the issue a little bit and help educate people.
Yeah, let's get you past your goal. Okay, so what is the money goal and how do we give before we let you go?
So if my math is correct, we landed on about 12,500. That's our goal. We would love to surpass our goal because we would love to meet this massive need. So we are, at the last I checked, we are just over $6,800, which is incredible. We're called the 50/50 Project. You can find me on social media. I'm sharing this out constantly. But you can also find the project if you go on GoFundMe. They do have a section where you can search for the project, and ours is going to be probably the first one that you see. So it's called the 50/50 Project.
Excellent. The goal, once again, is $12,500 to buy 50 heavy-duty sleeping bags, but more is always better, and we hope you raise lots and lots of money and help many people. Megan Terrace is the organizer of the 50/50 Project. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you so much. Thank you.